Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Zigzag, 7 in the morning, staggering on, looking in the shop windows, looking in the right state, dealing with the jet lag, draw all the curtains, rolling up the joint, staring at the TV screen, feeling really shamefaced, 'cause I'm here again, it's nearly 10 and I haven't gone to bed, I'm sat up here instead, watching Bad Cuts,
in a zigzag, buzzing like a fuzzbox, brain on the blink, walking out familiar paths, fumbling for the off switch, living in a zigzag. I'm gonna switch my phone off, throw away the post, then I'll pitch a tent on the carpet and curl up with an ashtray. Cause I don't feel right. What an awful sight. I got bags under the bags under my eyes, starting to weigh me down, and it's all gone wrong. I've been up too long. Zigzag, sever my connections, climb up the stairs, staring in the mirror for too long, can't escape the feeling, dealing with the jet lag, coping with the spots and the noise in my ears, trying to trick my brain into sleeping, staring at the ceiling, but my mind won't stop. When you reach the top, there is only one direction you can go, gravity always wins.
Hour and a half to 2 hours, and I'm never quite sure what Tony's going to talk about, and I have to sit here listening and thinking of what to do to respond, and we've sort of cut things out and left things out, but he's talked about women, and I thought, well, I must do, well, this is my observation for you on the women issue. All you need to know is that the Corvette Stingray is a very expensive motor car. Extremely expensive. You know, tens of thousands, if not more, dollars. This morning as I read the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listings of automobiles. I gazed with suspicious amusement at what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 95 model, $65. Now I'm used to my newspaper's headlines. I called up that number straight away. that 95 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been a mistake in the paper. They've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that price from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. She lived in that part of the city. I'd venture just one time or two, where lawyers, bank presidents and doctors were residents, and the houses were massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, only $65 away. The interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Full wingspan doors, a Hirsch 4 on the floor, and an 8-track, 8-deck, solid state. There was chrome on the fender, in an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65 it was mine. Now I was sure that this woman was crazy for selling that car at this price, but as we walked down the lane she seemed perfectly sane. She was charming and really quite nice. She smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you let that thing go. What's wrong with this car, tell me please. She said, I'll be 60 come Tuesday. I live here with my husband, Earl. After 30 years wed, and without a word said, he's run off with a silly young girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he wouldn't get far. Last night from Florida, he sent a wire to me. It said, I need money, dear, sell the car.
Thank you. My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Jessica lives in England, Pierre lives in France, Bonnie lives in Canada, Ahmed lives in Egypt, Moisha lives in Israel, Bruce lives in Australia, Ching lives in China, Olga lives in Russia, Ingrid lives in Germany, Gita lives in India, Pablo lives in Spain, Jose lives in Colombia. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you. Koji lives in Japan, Nina lives in Chile, Farida lives in Pakistan, Zosha lives in Poland, Manuel lives in Brazil, Maria lives in Italy, Kofi lives in Ghana, Rahim lives in Iran, Rosa lives in Paraguay, Major lives in Kenya, Dimitri lives in Greece, Sue lives in America. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you.
See you. Should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say I'd fall never. The basis is need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. Out, all emotional, wants to know why. I see the coming of a sun. I feel like a little child whose life has just begun. One, two, three, five, I'll make you fall in love with me. If ever I believe my work is done, then I'll start back at one.
Yeah. Undeniable that we should be together. Unbelievable how I used to say I'd fall never. Basis need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. Yeah. Oh,
hello, this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
We're all seeking love. Woe is leaves me. Just give it up. As the night draws in, we'll seek in love. One step at a time, tattooed on her foot. It gave me food for thought. We packed in on a tube. Beads sweat on a mission, crawling down my cheek. Eyes wide like a flat screen. I haven't reached my peak. Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in, we'll seek your love. Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in, we'll seek your love.
Who gives a if you be acting the clown? Pass the queen's head and watch it go down. Tit for tat gets a young girl's passion. Holding on tight to that glass of fashion. Knocking down the spirits till you drop to your knees. Don't sneeze, ninja please. We dance around the toilet in this whimsical scene. And if I be wicked, then woe unto me.
Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in,
as the night draws in,
we're all seeking love. Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in,
as the night draws in,
we're all seeking love. We're all seeking love.
Thank you. Radio Bemba comentando de todo.
Like it is, that's all I'm saying. It ain't nothing but that. It's just like it is. Like a light wind on the lake, leave my rainbow, and then I'm gone. Like a shadow on the wall, try and catch me all. You catch it, that is all.
Record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got a drink on y'all. Didn't think it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges, and lived rough. She ate what I ate, and now somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come, and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail and or put me in a car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up. And they give you, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, the day after tomorrow, son. But we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco and went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out, and I open a door, and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that's my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that's my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me, and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag, and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant, and one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor, and I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things, and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together, and that damn dog would go away a little while every day, and I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And then I followed her one day, and she was going across a road there to a supermarket in the back, and she'd go there, and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again. And she left me with them. You know, first I thought maybe I had 13 dogs. And I thought, man, that's a blues, man. A 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies. And I'm going to tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Cushley.
Oh.
cold thing. And that's why I say it ain't no phone at home. It ain't no sugar. It ain't no love. It's all over.
David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
All of nature in its place by hand of the designer. Comes off Charlie, spins the world from here to Asia Minor. In between the platypus and perfect Aphrodite, Charlie come with a posing thumb to question the Almighty. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. See the dancing president, the congressman and teacher, jump into the music of the wealthy Midwest preacher. Charlie come with a brand new dance, get on the floor and follow. Find yourself a partner and we'll swing into tomorrow. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Truth by stepping out, come join the worldwide party. Charge your glass and face the world, we'll drink a toast to Charlie. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder.
Job now, have you heard?